This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Mark Magnuson. The February USDA Cattle on Feed Report shows a reduction in cattle and calves in feedlots, says USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell. We will hear more from McConnell next. Are you tired of sifting through a shoebox full of receipts? Sick of battling long spreadsheets and clunky software? Join thousands of American farmers and ranchers on Ambrook. Ambrook makes financial management easy. It automates your bookkeeping and helps you track your profits and losses by enterprise, location, and more. Quickly export your data for Schedule F, snap pictures of your receipts, and even mail checks and send invoices. It's time to wrangle your books. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. The February USDA Cattle on Feed Report shows a reduction in cattle and calves in feedlots, says USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell.
The overall inventory is being 11.72 million, which is 1% lower than a year ago.
Despite lower numbers of inventory year over year, McConnell says that there are signals of increased numbers of cattle in feedlots in January and marketings for fed cattle for the month.
For feedlots that are more than 1,000 head, they placed 1.82 million head of cattle for feeding. That's 2% higher than a year ago. For marketing, they marketed 1.87 million head of cattle, which is 1% higher than a year ago.
Despite the United States-Mexico border being closed in January and no imports of Mexican cattle, McConnell says placement pace was strong for the month. That pace is being driven by high cattle prices and strong demand for beef.
I think overall, looking at the publish industry expectations for what outside analysts were expecting this report, all the expectations were pretty squarely in line with what this report came out.
USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell expands on some of the trends found in the February USDA Cattle on Feed report.
Pretty good pace of placements for cattle during the month of January, which was a particular interest given the fact that we were not receiving cattle imports from Mexico during the month. So the fact that we were higher than a year ago indicates that there was still pretty strong pull from producers to place their cattle in feedlots. Some of the major themes going on during the month continue to be high cattle prices, both for fed cattle that are being marketed, as well as feeder cattle that are coming into feedlots. And it's interesting to note, just despite the fact that we eclipsed over $200 per head in the fed steer market for the month of January, we still saw marketings above a year ago. That along with the wholesale beef prices indicates that there's still pretty strong demand for beef within the United States and in our export markets, and those prices are working their way through the cattle market.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.